We're glad that you're here today. We're also especially glad that Russ and Diane could be here. And we just want to give them an opportunity to greet you. Last summer when they were here briefly, they didn't. Diane, don't be looking at him and saying stuff to him. I said they, not just Russ. But it's so great to see what the Lord's been doing in their lives. Dot reminded me when I came in, that was about a year ago, that Russ was diagnosed right about now. And when you think about how far down they were, and now look about at how the Lord is just raising them up, it's truly a miracle. We studied a miracle that Jesus did last week when he healed a lame man. And this miracle is not identical, but I would still want to label it a miracle because it's a testimony to God's power. Diane volunteered Russ to say a few words, and I'm volunteering them both. We don't want to pass up this opportunity. So Russ and Diane, we'd love to just hear what God's been doing in your life. You can speak as little or as much as you'd like. Glenn, is this... I think that will be on if it's not.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to be back here. As you may have referred to in the prayer over here, on kind of the compassion virtue that this husband who is in the terminal stages of esophageal cancer. But he's a grand man. He's known for years. We're very close to him. And we're mutually confident in the work of him. And that's a great thing. So,
does that work now? Does that work? Yes. Okay. We've been especially close to them all for many years and decided Wednesday night to see if we could find tickets and come over and see him before he passed. So we've had the privilege of just being able to spend a few hours a day with him, and that's it's a sacred joy to be able to sit there and visit and say goodbye and pray with and just help usher him on his way. Worth every effort to do so. As John inferred, there are faces here I don't recognize, which is just wonderful. I just love coming back here and seeing people I don't know. That's a great joy. So just a brief sort of introduction for those of you who don't know us. Russ and Diane Cranes, I serve at Black Forest Academy, a school for missionary kids in Germany, and my wife serves as the language services director for Teach Beyond, and she can tell you a little bit about that. It's my privilege to speak into the lives of 66 seniors 5 days a week, speak truth in a wonderful atmosphere. It's the best job I've ever had. I love it. And I'm so happy to be back in the classroom this year after this past year's adventures. I feel great. I've been cleared 8 ways past Sunday in terms of the status of the cancer that I went through. So as far as I know, and as far as the oncologist has uttered the word has been cure, not remission, which is very, very encouraging. So it is good to be back and greet you guys. And I'll send greetings on behalf of the Schumanns as well. Rob's doing a great job as principal there, he's doing a great job, and it is a great job. So your prayers for him would be appreciated, I'm sure. And Heather and the boys are doing great. So we're just here. I'm here till Tuesday. I fly back. Diane will stay another week, and it is just a pleasure to see you. So I'll let Diane fill you in on what she's up to.
Hello. Thank you. It is great to be back, and it's great to be amongst our dear friends and family and this wonderful fellowship of believers here, First Baptist. We think of you often. We're thankful for your prayers and support. Being overseas is not easy, and so it's really nice to know that you're here praying for us. I mean, that's just wonderful, and we really appreciate your support and love. for our work there. And you are part of our team, and we really want you to know that. So when I send emails, and if you're not on our newsletter list, please, we'd love to add you to our list. But when we send out those emails, and thank you, we really mean it. The work that I'm doing is growing, and it's exciting. I know last year you all prayed for me to have new staff people to work with me. I now have 7 new staff people working with me. Praise the Lord for that, because it's a huge job. We have English camps, which are wonderful. In Germany, we had 4 this past summer. We will have 6 next summer. We will have a children's camp. We will have an outdoor adventure camp. We'll have an Easter camp, all in Germany. And one of the things we're also doing now is partner English camps. I think I told you about the ones in Moldova and Belarus. Well, Igor in Moldova reported that there were 30 children who stood up to accept the Lord as their Savior at one camp. It was huge, and there was a huge spiritual battle going. So we're just thankful for the prayers of the people supporting that. And these are real names. I'm not making this up. I've got Fabio in Brazil who wants a camp there, and Marley Neto in Brazil, who wants a camp there. And Misha in Belarus, he had asked us to bring 2 teams last year in Belarus. He wants 3 camps with Natasha and Olga. These are real names, and these are your brothers and sisters in Christ that are ministering around the world. In Indonesia, we have Betty and... Betty's friend's name. They run a Christian school in Indonesia, these 2 lovely sisters in the Lord, and they want an English camp there. So pray for a team to go there. And in Vietnam, we have our team there that we're working with, and they would like a camp there, English camp in Vietnam. So if you're interested, let me know. We have Duarte and his wife, Bettina, in Portugal, and they would like an English camp there. So pray for the teams. We really need twice as many teams as we had last year, so pray for the teams. So thank you.
That's just part of her list, so we'll let you get on, but there's lots going on, and God's good. Certainly been reinforced this past year that the God we worship here today is just plain good.